Let's move on because Rooch has a question for you. We've got it up on our Twitter handle, The Run Home SENSA. We've got a poll going. I'll give you the results in a moment. I think it's a loaded question, but I understand where he's coming from.
So, Matt, because of your expertise in building this, I have appointed you as the list manager of Tasmania. And you're allowed to raid into South Australia like you can in the AFLW. On the whiteboard, you're told you can have Todd Marshall or Darcy Fogarty. And, of course, in comes, you know, the champion data people, and they give you the stats. Marshall's played 69 games. He averages 9.35 disposals. Fogarty, 50 games. Disposals, 8.56. Marks, Marshall, 3.8. Fogarty, 3.34. Now, this one is interesting. Average goals, Marshall, 1.28. Darcy Fogarty, 1.28. Goal assists, Marshall, 0.49. Fogarty, 0.46. So the numbers aren't much to look at.
Age?
Oh, there'd be a year difference, wouldn't they?
I'd have to check.
They wouldn't be. It wouldn't be much anyway.
Fogarty, 22. Marshall, he might be 22, 23,
yeah,
maybe.
That wouldn't be an issue.
23 could be. Yeah,
that's not the issue.
Oh,
we'll check
look, they've both been slow starters. Obviously, you know, family circumstances for Marshall cut a year or two out of the start of his career. But he was a big, skinny kid anyway, with not a lot of confidence. Fogarty, well, his situation has been well documented. He was nowhere near fit enough, with nowhere near the work rate to be a key forward. The blessing for Fogarty is he got Darren Burgess there, and we saw what he did with Petrarca. He turned him from a great player to a superstar, and I reckon he's turned Fogarty from an average player to a good player at the moment. That's all he is, a good player at the moment. So he's had a good little patch, and you can see his confidence is up, and he can do a lot of things because he's got the body to outbody people. Didn't realise how quick he was, and he is quick.
Yep.
And the beauty of what Fogarty's doing, he's getting up to the wing and half back even and running back. He would have never done that before Burgess got there. So his fitness has improved heaps. Who would I take? I would take Marshall because I still think there's a massive amount of upside for him. Plus the other factor, if you end up with some key forwards, I think he could play as a key back. And you know he can do part-time ruck at some stage. I think he's got more versatility, and he is a really hard match-up.